Well, okay. A lot of conversation out there with this minimum wage issue in Illinois, and it has passed the Senate, and it awaits a vote in the House, and we know the governor is already on board of supporting it. So a little bit about your position and kind of what you're doing right now to kind of gauge input on this issue as well online.
Yes, well, thanks for having me on, Jim. And I've been getting a lot of emails, of course, on people's positions and on this $15 an hour minimum wage. And tonight I started a poll just to ask people on Facebook what their thoughts were on the $15 an hour minimum wage. And I've had the poll on about an hour, and I've had 538 responses. And of those 538, 483 no and 55 yes. And a lot of good comments, a lot of good feedback. So just kind of trying to get the temperature of the district in this way, too.
And, I your position then on the scheduled vote and just kind of why the position. I assume, you utilize some of this feedback you're getting from your district residents, but where are you at right now on the issue?
Well, the issue's been moved over to the House. Last week there was a committee hearing, so it did not take a vote. It was just basically for opportunity for comments from different folks. This year, or this week, I'm certain there'll be a vote in the Labor Committee, and from the Labor Committee it will come to the House. Most likely Friday we'll take a vote on that. My position right now is I'm leaning very strongly as a no. I don't know if there's anything that come out of the debate on the floor. I'll be attending that hearing to see if there's anything that'll change my mind. But I'm hearing loud and clear from many of the businesses, the counties, the schools, and just a lot of the businesses throughout the district here where they're at, and some pretty high costs is going to be shifted. Not only the $15 an hour minimum wage, but if you're currently making $17 an hour and you've been somewhere for 15 years, you're certainly going to want a pay raise too. So it's a trickle up, I guess, is how you can look at it too.
And then just what is your feel right now with kind of the makeup of the House? Of where, I mean, is it going to be a close vote? You think there's more support with the party line there? Or what do you think the outcome could be on Friday?
I'm pretty sure it'll be a strong yes. Majority party is sitting with 74 members. We have 44. There may be a few majority party members that vote no, some of the downstate members, but I'm certainly, Speaker Madigan will have his troops caucus to see where they stand, and most certainly it'll be, I would say, quite a wide margin in the vote.
All right. Hey, and not to change direction here, but I was going to ask you, we'll be talking a little bit about the road conditions are terrible and kind of the situation impacting schools, and I've heard some little chatter on like some of the social media education sites that I follow about and I know this is maybe an outlier of a year where you have some districts, I think as many as 13 or 14 canceled school days, and they have to make up just 5 of those, so you're losing 8 days of instruction or whatever the difference is. And has there ever been talk, or is there ever been movement to kind of change that, or allow maybe some of these districts to provide, I guess, I don't know if you call it long-distance learning or online learning or some way of continuing the education process, even though, school is canceled, because we're talking about significant days lost this year.
Right. There's discussion about the opportunity of using what they call e-learning, the substitute for that class day. Some of the difficulty is, and specifically, in my district there at Mercer County, not all the students who live in the rural areas have, good internet access. They don't have internet access in the city. They can possibly go to the library to use a library. And certainly libraries can provide that service out in our rural communities. But if school is closed, most likely kids aren't going to be able to leave their house. But, you know, until we get a good connectivity between our schools and the rural houses, e-learning is still something that's being explored as an alternative to classroom instruction, in school classroom instruction.